relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
If you've served two terms as president, what should you do next? What's the tradition? They almost always, don't they always leave the swamp? They go back to where they came from, except for... Who didn't leave the swamp? Who bought really nice big places in the swamp? Ah, yes. Barack and Michelle. Does he even have a library? Is there an Obama library? Or is he too busy buying properties on Martha's Vineyard? Welcome, dear friends. Happy Friday. It's Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. And he just can't help himself. I guess he thinks we still care. This is Barack Obama making things worse as usual. Cut six.
I remember being in school, and they had all the presidents, and they had every president up there, and you would look at that list, and you would say, I want to be president, but I don't think you could believe it. Right. Now, when they look at that, your face is up there.
Right.
And a lot of people will look and say, it signifies, since you've been elected president, that we've moved on from the issue of race. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that's never been the case, that by virtue of my election, somehow we entered into a post-racial world. It wasn't something I believed at the time, and I certainly don't believe it now. So the fact is that a lot of barriers still exist for a whole lot of folks.
I'm getting a lot of moments lately where I'm too irate to let myself go because, well, Media Matters would melt instantly. But this is an outrage. How dare an individual who's risen to the highest elected office in the land as a black man, who, by the way, are you black if your mother is white? Is he exploiting something that he isn't? I wonder just how black he is considered to be by some people from the black community. It's a question I'd like to hear your views on if you are an American with a black mother and a black father, what he represents to you. But let's put that aside. Let's say he is a black American. Fine. He was the president of the United States for 2 terms. What should that mean? If you're a decent individual, if you are a fair individual, what should that mean? It should mean that there are no barriers. He comes from a home where there was one parent, his mother. His father deserted him, went back to Africa. Wow, single-parent family. He says he's black, and he rises to president of the United States. So what barriers are we talking about, Barack Obama? And what have you done for black America with that one statement, that one response? You've done damage. You have reinforced for those who don't know any better by saying that, no, my being president doesn't matter. You're still a victim. If you have the wrong skin color, you are still a victim. The idea that a black boy who comes from a single-parent household where the mother is black and the mother can't even read, not only rises to the pinnacle of his chosen profession as a neurosurgeon, the first man in America to separate conjoined twins, as a black American from a single-parent household, as a neurosurgeon, becomes a member of the cabinet of the president. Of course, I'm talking about Ben Carson, a man who is never called Dr. Ben Carson by the mainstream lying legacy media, despite being one of the most preeminent doctors, not in America, in the world. That happened here. Let me assure you of one thing. For those of you who aren't familiar with my backstory, if you've just tuned into this show, if you've never heard of me before, I wasn't born here. I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant to the United States. As such, I've known other countries. I was born in England. I lived in a post-communist country. I lived in Hungary for 15 years. I visited every corner of the globe. I have yet to get to Antarctica or to Antarctica. But I've been to Asia. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Africa. I've lived in Europe for more than 20 years. And I can tell you, we, it's not just Barack Obama's success, we are the least racist nation in the world. If you have the wrong accent in England, there are cast iron obstacles to you that cannot be negotiated around. There are certain places, institutions, national ones, political ones, you will never, ever be employed in. You may be allowed to clean them at night, but you won't be working in them during the day. If you have the wrong first name, if you have an Islamic first name, there are giant cities in France where likewise you can clean the toilets, you can serve French fries, but that's about it. If you're the wrong skin color in the opposite direction, in certain parts of the Middle East, the same thing applies to you. If you're a Christian, if you're a Jew in certain parts of the Middle East and North Africa, there are obstacles to your success, your social integration, that no money can overcome, that no introductions at fancy parties can help you circumvent. But this black American, well, he says he's black. This American from a minority dares to weaken that minority again, to say, I can be president, but you schmucks, it's not going to apply to you. You're still victims. These are the chains we must break together. This is the new Democrat plantation. It used to be Democrat plantation owners and slaveholders. It used to be the Democrats who created the Ku Klux Klan. Now it's those who wish to keep you down. Why? Not because you're picking cotton for them, but so that you can keep them in political power. We are, or we were, until recently, living in a post-racial America. Now, because they have nothing else, they are reintroducing racism into our country. The bigotry of critical race theory, of segregated college graduations in the name of safe spaces and being an ally. It's wrong. And you know what? Biden may be senile. We'll talk about what Ronnie Jackson has just done. But Obama knows better. And that's truly, truly diabolical. He rose to the presidency. He knows there are no obstacles. But he wants to keep his fellow black man down. And that's wrong. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How do I know? Because I've been living it for more than 2 years. This product that is drug-free attacks the source of the pain, which is your inflammation, and is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included, as well as Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Wow, pain-free. Find out for yourself. Order the 3-week quick starter pack right now. Call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. The only thing you've got to lose is the pain. Do it now.
Does the Fed know what they're doing? Does Biden even have a plan? What do you need to know about our economic future? Let's talk to our market maven, Trish Regan, of the Trish Intel Podcast.
Did we really introduce this segment with a liner that says, does the Fed know what it's doing? Because that's just perfect. It is America First. She's Trish Regan, the host of the Trish Intel Podcast, now part of the Salem Podcast stable. Trish, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Sam.
All right, so can we do a little bit of 101 here? Can we go back to school for a second?
Sure.
All right. So you are our trusted source for information, economic and market. When people, when laymen like me think, inflation, they think, my can of beans is 5 cents more than it was last year. But inflation is a little bit trickier than that and isn't necessarily just a function of prices on shelves in the grocery store. Correct?
Correct. But it is higher prices for just about everything.
Right, but there are veiled ways where that inflation can hit you and you just don't realize, correct?
Yeah, I mean, look, it can hit you in terms of your home. It can hit you in terms of your portfolio, which in some cases might be good, right? People that are looking at inflation in the markets often anticipate that those asset prices will go up. It can hit you certainly at the gas pump. It can hit you, you know, in terms of your overall cost of living being that much more. Like, people save their money, right? Like, look, let's face it. A lot of people, they are saving for the day that they can retire and not have to work anymore. And I know that's never going to be you, Seth, but a lot of people say, this is what, you know, I just want to be able to retire one day. And so they think in their head, they need so much money to be able to retire.
Right.
But what happens if that value of that money, right, is no longer there because it costs so much more to go to the movies? It costs so much more to own a home, for the upkeep of your home. It costs so much more to, you know, go and get a cup of coffee at your local diner. At that point, all that money that you saved religiously, if you haven't protected yourself against inflation, Seb, that money just starts to kind of erode in value. And so I'll just take a big whole number. Suppose you needed $100,000 before you could call it quits. Well, if that $100,000 is not what you thought it was going to be, right, and suddenly that $100,000 is maybe only really worth $50,000 or $60,000 in real dollars, then you're going to need more money to retire. You're not going to be able to retire. And so it keeps Americans, if you would, on this treadmill, right, because there's not enough stability.
So explain the role the Federal Reserve has in all of this and what they're doing right now.
So the mandate of the Fed, right, is to keep inflation tame. They don't want to see a lot of runaway inflation, because then you turn into Latin America. I mean, Brazil in the early 90s, where they were having to change the restaurant prices by the minute, right? Lunch could never be printed on a menu because the price would go up so much the very next day. So you don't want that, because your economy can't function if it's like that. So part of the Federal Reserve's mandate is to watch for inflation. And they say, look, we want about 2% inflation. They're also trying to keep as much as they can full employment in the economy. The problem is, Seb, you get a bunch of academics around a table together, and they can do whatever they want, frankly. They don't believe, if you would, in the power enough of the markets, of capitalism, and the power of the individual. So for years, they kept saying, we need a little inflation. Let's just keep lowering rates and lowering rates and lowering rates. And they kept this really aggressive interest rate policy in effect, which made it, by the way, hard, really hard for savers, right? If you're just trying to save your money, forget about it. You're not going to get any money in a CD at your local bank. So it punished savers, and it really eroded, if you would, the sort of ability to save. But we didn't get enough inflation. So they kept saying to themselves, well, why would this be? You know, during the Barack Obama years, coming out of 08, they said, well, we'll just leave rates low for a really long time. Why aren't we getting inflation? Well, they didn't get inflation, frankly, because you had an administration who had such lousy economic policy and threatened big business and small business all the time with more taxes and more red tape that, you know, you couldn't get enough economic growth. You contrast that, said, to the environment we're in right now, where we are seeing growth because the economy has reopened. Listen, not as much as we would if we had the right policies, but this is just natural, right? People are going back to work. They're traveling again. They've got pent-up demand. They maybe get a little bit of savings, in part thanks to Uncle Joe and all the stimulus checks. So they've got a little money, and so now they're going out and spending it. We've had an inventory shortage, right, of everything from semiconductors to you name it. I mean, I'm trying to get a kid bicycle, and they're like, sorry, we don't even know when we can get any more bikes in stock. And it shows you just the inventory shortages. There's all this demand, and prices are going up, up, up all of a sudden. So all those years where they were trying to influence prices, they couldn't because they had the federal government effectively in the way. Now you've got an environment where people are coming back out, joining the economy again. And it's like, guys, the academics around the table, they really ought to be smarter than this. I've been pounding the table since January. Inflation is here. And yet they're trying to say, oh, you know, it's okay because we haven't had it for a while. And I'm like, when this thing leaves the station, like, all bets are off.
So what does that mean? What does that mean for our millions of listeners and for your podcast listeners? What should people, how should people prepare, Trish?
Well, I'll be honest. I think you need to look at your portfolio pretty hard, and you need to think about hard assets in an environment like this. I mean, things like real estate, precious metals. These are hard assets, right, that have held value over time. So I like them. I don't think you want to throw all your eggs in one basket. I never advise that. You want a diversification. There's an advantage to being in markets as well if you're going to get inflation, because theoretically it should also inflate stock prices. You're seeing the market sell off today because they're reacting to James Bullard from the Federal Reserve saying, gee, we might have to raise rates earlier than we thought. Yeah. Originally said, this is insane. They were talking about 2024. Then Jerome Powell comes out the other day, says maybe 2023. Bullard comes out today and says maybe 2022. I'm like, hello, guys. Try this year, okay? You're going to have to raise rates this year. You're going to have to taper and back off all that aggressive bond buying this year. And if you don't, then we will have serious problems with inflation. So you've got to think about your investing and your savings with all this in mind, in my view. I mean, you've got to think about, how do I protect myself against inflation? Because it's a real threat.
Guys, don't wait for the Fed. They're living in an alternate reality. Listen to this lady. Go to trishintel.com. Subscribe to her podcast, the Trish Intel Podcast, and follow her on Twitter, Trish_Regan. God bless you, Trish. Have a wonderful weekend. Your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wonder what he's doing for Father's Day. Curious. Barron, how tall is Barron now? What is he, 6'5"? My gosh. I hope you have a fabulous Father's Day this weekend, as most of us should. But some won't. Why? Because Father's Day is tough if you don't have a father, or you don't have the right relationship with your father. The facts are clear across the nation. Fatherlessness is driving bad outcomes across America, from teen pregnancies to incarceration, with an astounding 85% of the youth in prison coming from fatherless homes. That's 20 times the national average. But there is a way out, and the incredible story is told in a new movie, The Streets Where My Father. The film tells the story of three inner-city Chicago men, from fatherlessness to gangs, from life in prison to prison ministry programs that set them on the road to redemption. You really should watch this powerful, inspirational film. You can stream it. You can order the DVDs at salemnow.com. Just the last 5 minutes. something you'll never see again. Just truly, truly remarkable. Buy a copy for somebody who doesn't have a father or just has the wrong relationship with their father. Or buy copies for those who don't understand the power of the law to change our lives for the better. The film is The Streets Were My Father, and you can watch it. You can order it right now at SalemNow.com. Okay, the call board is lighting up. There's only one line left free. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Al, line one, California.
Happy Father's Day, Sebastian.
You are in a very good mood today. I can feel the energy coming down the phone lines, Al.
Well, I'll try and get through these two questions. My problem is I don't think and speak like Larry Elder does. But
nobody does. Nobody can get 6 hours of radio into 3 hours like Larry does.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you got wind of the California Supreme Court's complete vindication of the AR-15 rifle,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yes.
I mean, I was astounded. I mean, they said it was misrepresented. There is no assault weapons ban. It's protected by the Constitution. It fits all the civilian categories. I couldn't have written a better one. I don't even own one, but it was superb.
What do you mean you don't own one? It's the most popular rifle in America.
Well, I know. I'm out to lunch on guns. Listen,
it's un-American. How can you be out to lunch with guns?
Well,
unless
know.
You're going out to lunch with your guns. That's okay.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to go. Listen, do you prefer not to talk with current pending legislation about guns?
No, it's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I think that the current bill before the Senate, the one about registering the guns and seeing a psychiatrist, I think that's the worst piece of anti-gun legislation in the last 40 years, and it needs to be defeated. Do you agree?
Totally. Absolutely. And the way that if red flag laws will and have been abused completely.
Well, the current bill before the Senate, the one that I think... hopefully the Joe Manchin and the other people can stop till it dies. That's the main one we need to defeat because it's draconian.
No, the thing we have to defeat is this person they want to put at the top of the ATF who wants to ban AR-15s, Al. That's number one priority.
Right, that guy and this piece of legislation both need to go. Let me finish my second question here as fast as I can.
Yeah.
I remember when I was growing up, Dr. Paul Ehrlich came out on the Tonight Show and said, oh, we need to have smaller families and stabilize the population. And people stood up in the audience and said, wait a minute, China and India have bigger populations than we do. And he said, well, we use more resources. So finally our birth rate started to level up. But here's what gets me, and I've been asking this question for years, and it falls on deaf ears. If the environmentalists think population growth is a bad idea, why will they not address immigration? You cannot ask us to sacrifice and stabilize the population if you're not going to address immigration. And today, you know what they'll call you if you bring up that obvious question? They'll say you're a racist. I mean, anything we do on the one hand simply gets wiped out if we don't police our borders. Am I right?
You know what your trouble is, Al?
Too much logic.
Logic. Stop it. Stop it now, logic, silly man. And don't forget, as my friend in the UK put it, James Dellingpole, I think he actually wrote a book with this title. It has nothing to do with the truth. They're all watermelons. Whether it's Ehrlich, whether it's any of the other doomsayers, first it was the new ice age, then it was the ozone layer, the CFCs, and then it was global warming, now it's climate change. It's all a watermelon. It is green on the outside, a little thin rind of green environmentalism, but inside all the way through, Al, it is deep, deep. Red communism. It's about growing the state and getting the state into your lives. Whether it's saying you have to eat 90% of your intake has to be fake meat. You don't get beef anymore. You can't have a V8 engine. No more gas-powered pickup trucks. That's communism. They laughed when I talked about it 2 years ago. Now it's part of the Green New Steel and AOC's plan for America. God bless you, Al. Just stop being so logical. More of your calls on America First. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
My heart may be America's, but my cranium is Mike Lindell's, at least at night, at least for 5-6 hours every night. Why? Because I rested in one of his pillows, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. It really, it's so supportive. Guys, how good is Mike Lindell's pillow, Shad?
It's amazing. It's Eric, the best pillow I've ever had.
How good is it?
It's everything you say it is and then some.
Jeff, how good is the My Pillow?
You know I left mine at a hotel because I travel with it.
And
so
you
that's
cried.
How good it
is. You cried. You came. Didn't he come? His eyes were all red and watery.
No, they got me a new one the next day, but I'm just saying that's how much I like it.
That's how much he likes it. Find out for yourself. Support this great man. He sold 51 million of them. A friend of the president. Just a great patriot. And they're trying to cancel him. Support him. Go straight to MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A for up to 66% off his line of more than 100 amazing products from the Egyptian cotton geese. The dream sheets, the sheepskin slippers. They're so good. Call today, 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. So what is going on Fox News? You know me. I'm a national security wonk. I eat, drink, and sleep this stuff. And for 4 days this week, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, they're having panel discussions for 50 minutes about the future of warfare. Hey, who's watching programs about the future of warfare at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, number one? B, why are they having no-name has-beens on, like Kellogg, General Kellogg? He was one of the cowards in the White House. I can't believe he was a Green Beret because he didn't protect any of the MAGA people who worked under him in the National Security Council. And then anti-terrorism advisors from the State Department I've never heard of, chaired by that wonder of national security, Martha McCallum. Paul Ryan? Did you have a brain fart? I don't know. Something strange going on at Fox. We'll get to the bottom of it. But first, the most important part of America First. It's you. It's our listeners. Let's go to Newark, New Jersey. Felicia, line two.
Dr. Gorka?
Yes.
Yes, you are a sterling gentleman.
I like that. Sterling. I like that. Sterling silver.
Yes, exactly. I want to pose to you a rhetorical question that's been running around in my mind since I heard about ex-President Obama bin Laden's big estate up in the vineyards. Does he invite anybody from Watts up there or the South Bronx or maybe 125th Street? I doubt it.
Yeah, when is he having those cookouts on Martha's Vineyard with kids from the hood? I'm wondering. And Felicia, answer me this, if I may ask you, answer your question with a question. If we are in such danger from the rising tides caused by climate change and the changing of the weather and global warming, why did he buy a $16 million estate on the waterfront?
That's a communist acting as a capitalist or vice versa. Whatever.
Like the founders of BLM, the Marxists who go on shopping sprees buying mansions across California.
Exactly. And I always say to myself, what did he do for his people? They're still poor. They're more poor people than ever. Nothing.
Nope. He didn't. God bless you, Felicia. Stay on the line. I don't know if we've given you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul, but we should, or one of our other books. You can get your signed copies at our new America First store at sebgorkastore.com. Amazing America First gear to show your pride in this nation, as well as all of our books and sundry products. That's Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Let's go to JR, Columbus, Ohio, line four. Welcome back, JR.
Hey, Dr. G. First, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
Of course. And just a shout out to the best father I have ever had, Korean veteran, infantry, sweetest, strongest man I ever knew. And I just wanted to throw that out
there. Well, you've got to give us his name. Who are we praising, JR?
His name is Robert A. Butts, B-U-T-T-S.
Robert A. Butts, we salute you.
Yeah, he was one of the good ones. And I was very lucky in life to have him as a dad. So my question is this, Miss Reagan, I've heard her twice now in the last week or two.
Uh-huh.
Boy, is she sharp.
She's a tack. She's as sharp as a tack.
Oh, my God. No, she knows what she's talking about. I have a finance and econ background. And my question is, the next time you talk to her, ask her why we are not dissolving the Fed and let market forces control it. And I have friends at JP that say the same thing. They go, this stuff is insane.
It's a very good question. I'm not Trish Regan. I'm not an economist. I think every nation has to have some form of central bank mechanism to have some kind of effect, some kind of buffer on inflation. Although, if you look at the behavior of central banks in Europe, sometimes it is more deleterious to the market than would otherwise be the case. But here's my advice to you, JR. Next Friday, at the top of the show, as soon as we go live, call in, remind us, tell Mr. G about that question, and I will posit it to Trish Regan. Because every state, I mean, we have Federal Reserves, we have, you know, banks in each of the states. Could we have 50 versions of the Fed? Could we allow the market to actually be the deciding force? I don't know. And the bigger question I'd like to know, because I'm also a big fan of hard assets like real estate and gold, let's ask Trish Regan about the gold standard. How big a mistake was it? And is there any way in this age of pseudo currencies, uber fiat currencies like Bitcoin, could we get back to real currency based and backed by real gold or other precious metals? Great questions, as usual, from JR. Happy Father's Day. This is America First. More of your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And don't forget, our website, where you can track this show, watch it live, download the segments that you've missed, and check out all of the content that you will not find anywhere else, SebGorka.com. Are you as healthy as you could be? If not, may I suggest something? It's called Balance of Nature. We take it here at America First. Why? Because we want to be the healthiest we can be. Six little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, that give you 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It's what I call health in your hand. Dr. Douglas Howard has created this to make sure that the things that we may not be too excited to eat, but we need to get inside us because they provide us with those nutrients, can be ingested in the most delightful and easy way. Order today, get 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code GORKA, call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but please write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. Promo code GORKA.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Salem Now and The Streets Were My Father.
We have some great cuts I need to play for you. We have some great guests coming on. Steve Scalise is going to be with us. Gordon Chang, Jim Carafano, and the man behind the Gun Collective, John Patton. Why? Because it's Friday. Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. But there's a call on the call board, and I'm kind of trepidatious about taking it because... oh, it's a tough bloody question. Let's do it. John, South Carolina, hit me.
I'll toss it to you gently, Dr. G. I won't hit you.
It's a tough one. It's such a tough... I saw it on the call board
really
and I
not.
Thought, oh my gosh, how do I even answer that? I've got dozens of guns. How the hell do I answer that question?
Well, here's the thing. What if it really came down to it,
yeah,
and you were dropped in the middle of the Aleutian Islands somewhere,
uh-huh,
and you had to survive... and you might have to conceal a weapon,
yeah,
because there
are... So no chain guns, no 30-millimeter chain guns.
And,
okay.
Okay. So you what are the two broadest guns that you could use? I've got an answer, but I don't think you do.
I do. I've got many answers. So here are my 20 favorite weapons. Okay, two. I get two, right? I get two.
Two. Okay. No, that would serve your purposes best in a survival situation that would protect you and enable you to eat.
Oh. I can't be without my FN Fal. The FN Fal 308, the best serious caliber battle rifle ever designed, as far as I'm concerned, with a detachable mag, and it's just beautiful. So the FN Fal in any configuration, ideally the paratrooper Belgian one. And then for my sidearm, dude, that is so tough, so tough. You know, I'd probably go for an N-frame Smith & Wesson, probably in 44 or 41 Magnum.
Okay, fair enough.
So I like things that are a little bit different, and I love my end frames.
Okay,
and well, I love semi-automatics, but a wheel gun, it just there's something so reliable. What's your choices, John? Help me out.
Well, I've got to ask you this.
Yes.
What do you think of the Smith & Wesson end frame 610? The 10 millimeter.
The 10 millimeter. I love the concept. I'm just, for me, any revolver that shoots, isn't that a 7-shot?
No, it's a 6-shot.
It's a 6-shot.
But it uses full moon clips.
It uses full moon clips.
And that is huge, whether most people realize it or not, because
it's the fastest reload ever. Yeah, it's the fastest reload.
Yeah, it really is. Right.
I don't know. I've never shot one. 10 millimeter is my favorite caliber.
Yeah,
you know what? You've just made my wife angry. Now I have to get it.
This one also shoots 40 caliber.
Yes, I know. And now I have to get another gun. You got 30 seconds left. What's your other gun?
Well, one thing before I forget.
Yes.
Please stop using the term legacy media, because legacy implies honor. Use something like metastasized.
But hang on. You're editing me. I don't call it legacy media. I call it lying legacy media.
You just started that. It's only been in the last 3 or 4 days.
But that's better, right?
I'm an 870 Wingmaster guy.
Yes.
Because you can use it with slugs.
Remington,
or anything
perfect.
Else.
Love it. Genius. John, good answer. Stay tuned.